up in a helicopter.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Another one?
Oh, damn it.
Roll face
cool.
Like, if you looked at a traffic jam from high up,
yeah,
you would see it as like a density wave, they call it, density wave. But the funny thing is, nothing in that traffic jam stays there forever. It eventually leaves. So you come in, you enter into the traffic jam, you slow down, and then you speed up. So the traffic jam itself is a permanent feature, you know, for a certain length of time. Mm-hmm. But none of the actual cars in the traffic jam stay in the traffic jam. And that's the way it works with
more?
Our galaxy. We go through arms of the galaxy, like all the stars do. And it's like a density wave, you know, where we don't stay in it.
Tom, you want one? It's right, Chris.
Right, Chris?
Awesome.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Awesome,
I'll take a couple.
Better, because I'm going to eat them all.
So I'll find an Andromeda galaxy for us.
Wicked.
So why...
And you know, that's what determines climate in the long term, eh? That's why we go into ice houses that last for millions of years.
Really?
Oh yeah, when you go into the arm of a galaxy, you're closer to supernovas, which blow off every few million years, and they give big flux of galactic cosmic rays, which make clouds around the Earth, and the Earth gets really cold. And so they can actually track when the Earth was super cold, and I mean really cold, colder than the last ice age for sure.
Wow.
And they find that when it was super cold, we were in the arms of the galaxy. Yeah. So Al Gore's going to stop that. They're going to stop climate change. That's right. Somehow you got to stop your movement through the galaxy then.
Well, why the solar plane, is it on the same as the galactic plane?
I don't know.
Because the elliptical...
No, I guess
going,
not. I
going
guess
this way. Like,
the ecliptic goes like that.
Yeah.
And the galaxy goes like that.
So we're like...
It's not.
We're off kilter. Oh, where'd Chris go?
I'll give you a shout when I got a galaxy.
Okay.
See if I can find Loretta.
I'm gonna see if I can catch more of these like crazy...
Meteorite, yeah, I know. I have to keep looking up here. You guys remember the Star Hustler? Jack Hortimer? Chris, do you remember Jack Hortimer, the star stargazer?
No, who's he?
On PBS, he had this late show, and he would just...
Really? I never saw that shit. I used to watch PBS all the time.
Oh, shit. Okay, well then I gotta introduce you guys to him before we go to bed. Oh, shit. Pete's got some Floyd, I think, going right now. And if you guys want...
Doing good.
Like,
it's a bit cold.
I would say, too, if you guys want to, there's less view around the slab, but you can be on concrete.
Oh, yeah?
And it's warmer, right? So it's off the grass.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You guys want to do that, and I can help carry stuff, too.
So good, eh?
You're too addictive.
I know.
It's the crunch.
I know. Wow.
It's the crunch.
No, you got one. I'm okay.
So move in front with the telescope, you mean? Or?
Yeah. You want me to grab something, or?
Actually, my telescope's wet as fuck. I put a cap on it because it's too wet. I can't see anything through it.
It's kind of... Even just awesome looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, if you guys want, we got the lawn chairs and stuff.
Oh, cool. Can we bring them over here?
Well.
Well, we got a table. What is it built with?
Probably.
Yeah, we talked about we got a picnic table, man. He's like, oh, hey, get the balls in your mouth.
Wow, I'm going to go see actually who's out there, Pete and Loretta, I think.
Oh, okay, cool.
So, but they're already Stargate, they're already meteor watching, so.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I guess, I got to grab some snacks, though.
You missed the fire, though, that stuff, because you've got marshmallows.
Oh, that's okay, man. I mean.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you guys were at the fire?
No,
we missed the fire. do it, man. Where are we going again?
Oh, come here. Wait, wait.
Oh, yeah, Tom's getting the thing ready for us. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we can't go too far.
No.
Aha, I got it.
Oh,
isn't that awesome?
Now, here's a good way to find it, so you can see it better. I'm going to put it a little outside of the field of view,
and then I'll show you the wheel to turn to bring it into the field of view. And that's when you see it as something different from a star or a galactic cluster, for that matter.
Wicked.
Yeah. So, you know, it's really not a lot more than a blob, but it's a cool blob.
A little cool blob.
Yeah.
We all do.
You look high as a kite.
Well, the thing that's so neat about this is that the photons that will hit your eye have been traveling for 2 million years.
That's awesome.
And, you know, it really is awesome because you're seeing the galaxy as it was when mankind was a monkey. Mm-hmm. You know, like, I think that's an awesome thing.
So, I mean, that's it, because physically the galactic, this branch is probably not there, so we're...
Well, it's there, it's just like... It doesn't look like it does now. Okay, so here's what I'm going to ask people to do. We'll do it one by one, so I'll set it up. This wheel here changes the position of the telescope in what's called right ascension. That's kind of like latitude up in the Earth. Mm-hmm. So what I want you to do is turn it counterclockwise, and you'll see the galaxy come into the field of view from the top. So you want to go first, Taylor?
Okay, sure.
Okay, because... okay.
Better hurry, bye.
So you got to look in there. And you remember, you turn it counterclockwise, and you'll see it come into the field of view.
It's at the top, eh?
Yeah, so just turn it until it comes into the center. And then you see it best in the center. So you see
it?
Oh,
yeah.
Now, you may want to focus it to your eye again. You know where the focus is over there, yeah. And that's probably about 400 billion stars. It's the most distant object you can see without a telescope on a really good night. You can see it with the naked eye, yeah. And the thing I find like really cool is that if people in the Andromeda galaxy were looking at us, they would see us as we were 2 million years ago. So I mean, if they had a powerful enough telescope, they'd see us when we were lemurs.
Which one is it?
That's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
Crazy thought.
Yeah, it is, eh? Well, you know, the thing is, you can never see the universe as it is now. Because things
that whoever wants to go
now
next.
Now that you say that, that's exactly what.
That's right. It's all in the past. In the case of Mars, the closest like Mars gets is 3 light minutes away, so you can never see even Mars.
It's never actual.
Yeah.
Always.
So, like Mars, the very closest is 3 minutes ago.
And the sun is like 8 minutes.
I think it's something like that. I think it's 9 minutes. So if the sun went out, we wouldn't know about it for nine minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Dead, eh?
We'd be dead pretty soon after that.
Oh, God.
They said it'd take a day for practically everyone to die because the Earth would get so cold. Okay, so I've done the same thing again here. Mm-hmm. And you turn this little wheel then counterclockwise, and the blob at the top of it'll move into the field of view. So you want to look straight down there, and you want to turn this little thing here. Yeah. And as you turn it, it'll come into the center of the field of view. And that's about 50% bigger than our galaxy.
Oh, yeah?
But it's a little guy, in comparison with the biggest in the universe. Did I tell you that size?
500 times?
Yeah, 500 times Milky Way.
Jeez.
And they figure it's been gobbling up other galaxies for billions of years.
Space gobbler.
Yeah.
Are you saying the proponent for a big crunch, or?
Well, the question is there enough mass in the universe to make it stop expanding outward and then come back in on itself?
Immediately? Yeah.
And so far they haven't found the mass.
So cool.
They're talking about the dark matter or whatever?
Yeah, there's a lot of missing mass. I'll just pull it.
Okay, yeah, you can just put it.
For that to happen.
Do you want to just put it in the middle?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, I'll just put it in the middle. Now, the new telescopes nowadays have electronic finding.
Yeah.
So that you can just, you know, dial it in and it goes right to it.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah, it's amazing. I'd love to have that. But they're very expensive. You know, $5,000 for telescopes like that. Now, there we go. It's in the middle now.
Cool.
And as you focus it, it slightly moves the mirror so that you end up with
And I'll just show you where you look. I'm not even you look here.
Oh, that's
down
right
there.
And the thing is right there.
And the focus, sorry.
The focus right here.
Right there.
Yeah.
Now, when they take time exposures of that,
beautiful.
They can see, you know, all the arms of the galaxy.
What?
But to your naked eye, it's just sort of like an elongated blob.
Yeah, but no, it's more than that.
Yeah? So you can see a little bit
of this? It's like, it looks like somebody threw sand on a piece of glass.
Yeah. Well, as I say,
wish I changed my contact.
And those photons have been traveling for...
So there's two, in the middle of that cluster, there's two kind of bright stars, right?
Yeah, well, there's actually two companion galaxies to it. They're little elliptical galaxies.
It goes out quite a distance, though. Like
Well, it does. It's got pretty big angular
dimensions. Oh, right.
Yeah, it's got a pretty big angular width, actually.
Yeah, you can almost see it.
Yeah, it does kind of merge right to the edge of your field of view. Like you see a bit of mistiness all the way to the sides of your field of view, and that is the galaxy, because the galaxy actually extends quite wide.
Can we spread out like that? Wow.
Yeah, there you go.
Crazy.
Oh,
yeah, so you look down there, and you focus over there.
That was really
this thing here? Yeah.
I got to find that thing.
Oh,
my.
Jesus.
Oh,
middle one, yeah.
So that's the biggest galaxy in what's called the local group.
Okay.
There's a local group of galaxies, 17 galaxies, that are, we believe, gravitational.
I'm going to try this again.
And Milky Way is the biggest. The next biggest is our galaxy. Then we've got a whole pile of little galaxies that only contain, let's say, a billion stars. They're just little puny galaxies. It's funny, you say little puny, it only has a billion stars. But so the next thing I want to find is in the constellation Lyra is the where is the bright one over here. You've got to find it's the Ring Nebula. And the Ring Nebula is the remains of what happens is
there
the stars get really old. If they're not big enough to be a supernova, they give off puffs of gas as they die, and they'll blow off their whole outer atmosphere and cause a ring around the star, which can eventually become light years across.
Can we check out the Dog Star later?
Yeah, sure. Well, no, it doesn't come up until
so four.
Like four or something.
Oh, I thought you said it was a series. A series of the Dog Star, right?
Yeah.
But it won't. Yeah, it's before 4 a.m.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a nice night.
I want to get into, like, astrophotography.
Oh, yeah, now that's when you start to see things like arm structure.
Yeah.
Because if you take a time exposure of something like the Andromeda Galaxy,
sure.
you'd be blown away because you see so much more than your eye sees.
Absolutely.
The camera picks up a lot
more. Oh, yeah, all that light.
Expensive hobby, though.
I love it.
Digital? No.
No,
you just, it's exposure, yeah. As long as now, I'm not a camera expert, but I know you could probably get a fairly decent camera for around 1,000, I don't know.
Cause the camera
maybe that is a bit,
Something cool? No, I didn't find it right away, but I found something else.
Oh,
I found another double star
That's
got slightly different colors again.
Ooh.
It's blue and yellow. I didn't mean to, but why don't you take a look while we got it?
I want
to
see that.
It's sort of cool because you can see one's definitely bluish.
Okay.
So when you're taking, and the astrophotograph, the camera has to move with it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to program it?
Well, no, you actually mount the telescope, the camera right on the telescope.
Yeah.
And then you have a clock drive that, follows it. Maybe you take, an hour time exposure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I think you don't need a super expensive camera.
You can really see how one is so much farther away than the other. But
it's
like...
Well, it's the funny thing is some...
The depth between them, you can sort of make out a little bit more on that one.
Yeah, well, the thing that's neat here is there's... One's definitely a different color to the other.
Yeah.
And your naked eye doesn't really see that color
one's
difference.
One's bluish?
Yeah, and the other is sort of yellow like our sun. So your focus is up there, yeah. See, it's just cool. I mean, I don't even know what star it is, but I just noticed it on my way, too.
That's kind of fun, though, right, Tom?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's really cool is to just take a region of space, near...
And look at A,
and just take your... I have a star map that has a million stars on it.
Yeah.
And you can literally work it... Actually, it's over here.
Oh, right, yeah. I was wondering what that was.
We didn't even use it. I forgot we even had it.
Yeah, that's cool.
This has, and the stars are made fluorescent, so that if you shine a light on them,
oh, yeah,
they'll stand right out.
Do you want me to put a light on them?
Yeah,
or
yeah,
no?
We got a flashlight right here.
Light? Okay.
Ooh, look at that. Talk about foggy, eh? So what's very, very cool is you take a region of space, let's say the Big Dipper here, okay? And what you do is you hold your light really close to it, and you say, okay, Big Dipper, Arc to Arcturus, here's the globular cluster we were just looking at in Hercules. We're going to look now for the Ring Nebula. Here's Lyra. Ring Nebula is down there, M57. So if you want to sort of remember, you know, in the dark, what things are, you go like this. You hold it on there for just 10 seconds or something, and then watch when we turn out all the lights.
Holy
shit. Isn't that neat?
Awesome. That is so cool.
Yeah, and like the Big Dipper, like I'll just hold it on the Big Dipper because that people know that so well. And just watch.
Holy shit.
Yeah, oh, see? There's our Big Dipper. And there's the Milky Way all behind us. And you remember the Northern Cross went right down the Milky Way. So we'll find the Northern Cross. Where is that now? There's Vega. Here we go. Here's the Northern Cross.
It's on a tilt, right?
Yeah. So there's Cygnus. This is Cygnus the Swan. And there, that really bright star is Deneb, which is right at our zenith.
Yes.
At the top of the sky right now. And actually, it's not in this orientation. It's. I'll turn it around so you can see it. Oh, shit. There we go. So right now, the... where are we here? Down to the Hercules.
I'm looking for that. Where is that... the summer triangle now. How's it pointing? Yeah, see, that's the thing, is it rotates.
Yeah, it doesn't stay still. It
messes me up.
Okay, here we go, here we go. So here's Deneb, which is the Northern Cross. Okay, that's the brightest star in the Northern Cross. And then the cross body goes down like this. And Albireo, the one we were looking at, the double star is down here. So it's like this. And then the cross piece like that.
I'll see you guys.
So,
I'm going
there we go. So if we look right at the... No,
here,
not,
come with me. I'll show you the quickest way to this lab.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's really penetrating, eh, the humidity?
Actually, I was thinking maybe I'll just go pass out on one of the couches.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, okay.
If you don't mind.
No, that's totally fine, buddy.
I can't feel my fucking feet.
It's
too cold.
It's cold.
It just gets like it's all super green. And if you guys are wanting to do that next weekend, I'll do my best to come.
Okay, dude. Yeah. All right. Well, it's on. It's on for next weekend.
If we can do it.
All right. Okay. Sleep well, Max. Hey. Hey there. Oh, what's going on, Pete? How's it going?
Pretty good. How about you?
Yeah, not too bad. Got mocha? Oh, okay. Tom's still finding stuff to look at. It's awesome.
Man.
Yeah.
Just saw.
Oh yeah, I know. I caught a few.
Yeah.
Saw Andromeda, galaxy. I think I'm gonna shut the hot tub off. Which alchemy is this one?
It's which, metal.
Is it? Oh, shit, okay. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not Echoes.
It's been a while, yeah, Echoes is what.
Like the whole fight, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty much.
do.
Oh, man. That's awesome, though. This is... I forgot about this song.
There's some extras.
Oh, they're going to do such a good job of
Oh, man. Oh, it's still down there. Oh. Where is this guy for a pee? You want to smoke a drink? Yeah. Right, she's coming out. We can hear her.
Nice, man. Well, this is... Oh, wow, and look at the sky, like, clouds have completely gone.
Yeah.
No wind.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, nice night.
Yeah.
It's cold, the temperature's cold.
Yeah.
There's no hardly wind, yeah.
Yeah, that would be deadly tonight.
That must have been one that went down. Seems freaking close.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of them, like,
oh,
there's another one.
Yeah,
okay, we both saw that. Okay, all right. Loretta and I saw it at the same time, too. So.
Nice.
<It's> all like, last night, we were watching, we didn't see any of them, I think, at the same time.
No shit.
Well, one tonight, at least.
And, yeah, this is the direction Tom,
Yeah, because they're shooting from here. So you see the tails. There's one, right? Did you see that one?
Mm-hmm. No, I missed that one. Shit.
But, like, that's, like, 2.5 a minute, right?
Oh, it must be the...
Yes, I first heard this about a year after it had been out, a year or two.
Yeah?
I heard this around the same time that Dark Side of the Moon came out. 72?
Oh, wow.
72, 73? 72. Maybe 72. So I don't know.
What year did Metal come out in?
A year or two before that.
Oh, 70?
Yeah.
Shit, okay. I know. Oh.
Semi recline. Don't trip on my legs, though. My legs are out here. Semi recline.
You guys want the lawn chair?
I don't know. Maybe. This isn't too bad.
Okay. No, if it's working, it's working for now.
Yeah. Most of them have been mid-sized.
Oh.
Quite a few. One to the left. Still not too high. So one zip along, it's right along the side I see.
Okay.
Yeah, it's right over pretty good. Yeah, close to the side. Yeah, they're all over the place.
Keeps it guessing. Pretty humid too. The okay. I'm pretty happy with how this weekend turned out so far.
Yeah.
This is really from home, like, this is...
A good bunch of people?
Chill, like, yeah, exactly, and, you know, some good musicians.
Yeah,
did you hear a lot of them?
Yeah,
did you hear the
band? Yeah. Yeah, good stuff.
I don't know, the tree.
I saw, I took a leak out and I did see one.
Oh.
Anyway. It's darker, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Oh.
Oh, mocha. Good Mocha.
Alright.
How's it going, Mocha?
Going.
More of that good. Oh. Ooh. He's on an ashtray. Hey, it was
put it back
blanket.
Where it was. Oh, you weren't there. Oh.
No, the blanket was on it.
Yeah.
I was just wondering. Oh,
well, yeah, here. No, I'm taking that blanket.
Talk about that. Yeah, now? I'll give it to you right now. Oh yeah, that's the good, gotcha.
Okay, I'm good. You got to catch up pretty quick. Small one before.
Yep. Damn, man. These guys would be sweet to jam with. Technically, I could just play along with this. Yeah, there's still one left. Want one, Pete? Two left, yeah. Hey.
Go ahead.
You did? You did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Are we well?
I'm well.
Or are we well?
I got bang. there was someone.
Oh, 2 seconds.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Got some very
yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm going to see Tom and Chris, because they were saying they were thinking of swinging by. At least Chris was. Because I might set up 2 more lawn chairs here or something.
I hear what you said back there. You heard they say,
"Just get some wood."
Get some wood. Wish I just need another trailer. Tall trailer. Just need a taller trailer. Wanna go and see if I can get 2 more. Lost my hair tie. 3 hours, okay. How is it looking?
Yeah, the Pleiades are so big that, you want to turn that. And you can turn this a little, too, if you want.
How is the Circle Nebula?
Oh, we did that. We just did it. The Ring Nebula.
How was it?
A little donut.
Yeah, it was very clearly a donut.
It looks like diamonds on, like, black paint. Like,
yeah, we're looking at the Pleiades. You see the
beautiful
fuzzy patch there?
Yeah.
The stars, the Seven Sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really
beautiful,
too,
man.
It's
look
really
at that.
Too spread out. Yeah, and if you want to turn these levers, you turn that wheel there. And you turn this wheel here, and you can kind of drive around the area.
Wow.
And there's a lot more than 7 stars in that cluster.
Yeah.
It's probably about 170 or something.
Where you just see the...
Yeah, check it out, man.
Sweet.
So there's only supposed to be 6 visible stars?
Yeah, apparently nowadays there are, but they named it a long time in the past when maybe there were 7 visible. You know, I mean, stars do change.
Yeah.
Why don't we go back to the donut?
Well, I mean...
Or maybe we should pack up.
No, don't pack up.
It's so sad that we missed the moon. If it were clear, the moon would have been spectacular tonight. But,
too cloudy.
Oh, wow! I just saw one so bright, meteor that it left a vapor trail.
Oh damn!
Yeah,
they're always behind.
I've seen 3 of those tonight.
To look straight up.
Yeah, now the place they should be
There's
coming
a fog
from
bank over there, by the way.
It is the Perseid. They'd be coming from that region.
They're coming from everywhere, though.
Yeah. Well, that's right, because every hour on an average night, you get about 3 or 4 random meteors, and they're not coming from the meteor storm. They're just coming from anywhere in space.
Yeah.
Puncture rocks is coming through.
Mm.
Those are the ones that make it through to the Earth's surface. as I said in the talk tonight, nobody knows of a meteor storm leading to an actual meteorite hitting the Earth. Because they're usually just small pieces from the comet, you know, little hunks of ice and dust and things like that. Whereas an asteroid coming into the Earth's atmosphere can be metal. It's big enough.
That was the one that hit in Russia, right?
Yeah, that was an asteroid, probably undoubtedly from the asteroid belt.
We're lucky, like, no one even got killed.
Yeah, it was quite spectacular. Mm-hmm. Like, the video of it was amazing.
It was like a second sun.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
You guys remember Hale Bopp?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're still on the lead. They call it an open cluster, in contrast, let's say, to a globular cluster. An open cluster, the stars, they're gravitationally coupled. You can have a look again because it's moving around, so it's sort of nice to get a different view.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, my God.
So they're gravitationally coupled, but they're not that close together. And also, they contain, you know, typically only a few hundred stars.
There's a really nice group of, like, 1, 2, 3, 4. The four, the N one is really bright.
Well, you know, just while you're looking, I'll get you my million star map, million star star map. I'll be right back. Because this is really neat. If you can walk around the sky, look.
That's cool. Imagine, man. It's too much. It's too much.
Mostly chocolate.
Chocolate.
You were chocolate?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah.
No. No, there's another bar in the bag.
Oh. Is Max all right? What is this? She says
oh, he
went, wet.
He went to go crash in one of the couches. Mm. It was, I guess, the dampness and stuff.
Yeah. It is pretty chilly.
It's, yeah, the humidity will suck the heat right out of you.
Now, every half century, they make one of these. Or they make a whole lot of them, but they make one in particular and copy it, I guess. So that's why it's dated 1950, eh? Like, I don't know, they probably did another one.
Do you want a beer?
No, thanks.
Tom?
No, thanks. They did this one in 1950, and the stars don't move enough to really matter.
Yeah.
So what you got?
So what
yeah,
to do
definitely,
is you look
I
up,
love beer. By the way, oh, totally forgot to mention it. If you wanted some Bose, let me know.
Start below this leading.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
That's the eye, of course, the bull. And this. It's
that's the next big one, the big.
Yeah, the one below it is the eye, of course, the bull, and he's supposed to be defending the Pleiades, the seven sisters, against Orion, the hunter. And that's the whole purpose of the bull being there.
So yeah, let's look up Taurus. Here we go. So, map 7 is the best one according to this.
Now, do you know? I mean, with mythology, sometimes do people have their story and then they try and fit something, or do they see something and then make a story?
Yeah, a lot of people think the constellations are supposed to look like what they are called, but in fact the constellations in many cases don't look like what they're called at all unless you really use your imagination. Mm-hmm. And the reason is that for example, the reason Leo is called Leo is because the sun was in that part of the sky at the time of exceptionally hot weather a few thousand years ago, and they said it was hot, the heat was fierce as a lion. So they named the region of space where the sun was at that time Leo the lion. So it wasn't actually because it looks like a lion, although you can imagine it in some ways.
Yeah.
But it was actually named before they tried to do this.
Okay.
So there's the Milky Way.
Oh,
there's about a million stars in this atlas, you see. And you've got like a little template in the front here, which tells you what you're looking at. Yeah, it's wet. But you see, the stars, the bigger the star, the brighter it is, eh? See the different brightnesses?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got globular clusters, planetary nebula, galaxies, diffuse nebula, you know, things like that, galactic clusters, all sorts of things. So this whole region is the Milky Way, and we're looking now for Taurus. So where would Taurus be? You've got to find it. It says it right at the borders.